friend, I'm Tim Boswell. I'm the assistant editor here at BBC Coventry in Warwickshire. And it's a real privilege and an honour to welcome you here. Actually, I'm really proud to do that. And I know for some of you it's the first visit, and it was great to show some of you around the radio station. We're all here, aren't we, to celebrate something really important, which is 25 years, almost to the day, since BBC CWR launched, and to celebrate 25 years of local radio in Coventry and Warwickshire as well.
Good morning, this is Neil Pringle. It's almost 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 17th of January.
Neil, you were the very first voice to broadcast on CWR 25 years ago. What were your memories of that very first morning?
I think I was very nervous, actually.
Broadcasting in stereo on 94.8 and 103.7 FM, this is the new local radio service for Coventry and Warwickshire, BBC CWR.
On this particular day, everybody was in. You know, the management were in, there was loads of press in. It was, you know, a lot of the other staff were in as well, because it was such a big thing. We'd been building up to it for so long. The manager was very anxious, because the last time he'd launched a radio station, one of the breakfast presenters locked themselves in the loo 20 minutes beforehand, and they had to prise him out. And he was very worried that I might do the same thing. So it's quite funny, every time I went to the loo, I was sort of shepherded there.
We've only just begun.
I do remember the first song. If I'm right, it's The Carpenters' We've Only Just Begun.
Before the rising sun, we fly.
Paul, you were the chief engineer on the very first day of the broadcast. What do you remember about that day?
It was just one of the most exciting days of my life. I'd always dreamed, when I was an engineer in local radio, of becoming a chief engineer. And the chance to actually start a new station was just something else.
Steve Woodall was one of the first presenters and presented the very first drive time show.
It was a very special day. We'd spent, I think unusually, an awful lot of time getting ready for it. All the staff were gathering together at the station many weeks before that day, so there was this kind of feeling of anticipation of getting there on the day itself.
I found one former presenter and one former producer who I am reuniting. Adam Matford, you were one of the original presenters here at the station in the early 90s, and Jason, you were his producer. Adam, was he a good producer?
Jason was very much my inspiration, I'd say, in the time we were here. No, it was great. What's fantastic about tonight is remembering just how well people were getting on. And I think, you know, I've had the great fortune to work in lots of different places since I left here in 1998, but the camaraderie here is something that I think has never been reproduced anywhere else. It was just a wonderful place to be. People just love working here.
On the day the station launched, Coventry City was sitting 11th in the old Division 1. They'd just come off the back of a 1-0 win at home to Crystal Palace. John Roder was the sports editor at the station.
It was a very long day. I was in the building at about 6 because I did permanent earlies. We went on air at 7 with Neil Pringle opening the station's first sports bulletin was at 7:05. Finished my shift, drove to Sunderland, because Coventry City were involved in a League Cup quarter-final away to Sunderland that night. It was our first commentary. It was absolutely fortuitous that the game was on the opening day. So we did a full match commentary from Sunderland. Then I drove back to Bedworth, which is where I was living at the time. You can imagine what time I got back from Sunderland. And then at 6 o'clock the next morning, I was back in the studios to do the early morning breakfast bulletin. So it was a long, long day, and it's amazing that it's 25 years ago.
A lot of people who came together with the aim of making good radio in Coventry, which is what it's all about, and is still happening today, you know.
94.8 and 103.7 FM stereo, BBC CWR.